This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more for the entire listening area. And a good Friday to you.
Yes. Friday. It's always, those are two words that go well together, good and Friday.
Well, let's start with news from the banking world. Something somewhat unexpected developed yesterday.
Unexpected is a good word for it. Out of the blue, a little background first. Metropolitan National Bank is in a bankruptcy proceeding. And, you know, back in early July, a company, the financial fund out of Dallas, Ford Financial Fund out of Dallas, stepped up and said, we're going to buy them $16 million. And because, you know, Metropolitan National Bank, which is expanded into Northwest Arkansas, they're really a Central Arkansas bank, just got in trouble. They just moved too fast. They got caught up in a lot of the real estate bubble. So this looked like, Ford Financial was going to wrap it up. I mean, here in early September, supposed to be the closing dates on the deal. Yesterday, out of the blue, both Arvest and Pine Bluff Bay Simmons submitted bids. We don't know what Arvest bid is. They're a privately held company, so we don't have to know. But Simmons is publicly held, and in an SEC filing, they said they're going to bid $16.9 million, which we're estimating is more than Ford Financial. So this is, you know, the question now is, why would Arvest and why would Pine Bluff want these things? And we're tracking the story down as we speak. Kim Souza's working on it, and we'll have that story later this Friday on that. But it raises a lot of questions. You know, Arvest is already in the Northwest Arkansas market, and they're in Central Arkansas. I mean, the best we can estimate right now is this is an effort by both banks to shore up their market share in the two markets, in Central Arkansas and Northwest Arkansas. So was a big surprise. Arvest is so big, and you've got some guy with the last name of Walton who could probably just write a check, and it wouldn't hurt his bank account too much. But, you know, Jim Walton's also been a very solid businessman, and he just doesn't move on something just because he can. I mean, there has to be a good business reason for it. So this is very interesting. I mean, if you have any connection to the financial world, or you're interested in that sector, this is like politics for the banking community.
Well, and now so there will be an auction?
Yes, and it's a closed auction. We don't know where it will be, undisclosed location, a super, super double secret thing. But September 9th, so we'll see.
That's Monday.
Yes, right. I mean, it's right around the corner, so this thing's going to go down pretty quickly. We're very curious. Like I said, Kim Souza's talking to several banking experts, banking watchers around the state to see what they make of it. But it definitely caught everybody, it caught us media types, it caught us off guard yesterday.
Well, I want to go back to this closed auction. So all those who have qualified to make bids, I know it's closed. It's at an undisclosed location. Do you even know the format? I mean, does it start like interest A says we'll pay $16 million and interest B says, okay, I'll go 16 and a half? Or how does this work?
Well, that's a good question. I several years ago, watched a similar proceeding on a much fewer dollars were being exchanged, I'll just say that. But you essentially had a bankruptcy trustee, and and it didn't take long, and it was just real informal. And yes, it was almost like, what do you want? What okay, he's doing this. What are you willing to give? And it'll be up to the trustee. It'll be up to the bankruptcy trustee, I'm assuming, to determine how the process will work. But I shouldn't even have speculated, because there's any number of ways it can be handled. That's probably silly on my part to speculate.
Well, sometime next week we should know who the new owner is.
Right. Yes, okay. We should. Yes. Whoever the new owner is will proudly put that word out. I'm
right.
Sure.
Look for the press release.
Right.
Construction numbers good from both Northwest Arkansas and the Fort Smith Metro this week.
Yes, it's no surprise. You know, Northwest Arkansas is hot, and it's really been driven by residential construction. I mean, residential permits, new residential and new commercial permits were up almost 28% in July. And The new permit part of that was they started about 151 new homes in the top four cities up there. Those values are $34 million. That's up almost 15%. So it's still rocking and rolling in Northwest Arkansas. But interestingly enough, also in the Fort Smith area, permit values continue to rise. You know, there aren't that many bright spots in the Fort Smith area, but this is certainly one of them. Their year-to-date permit, when you look at Smith, Greenwood, and Van Buren, their year-to-date permit values are up 44%. So that's pretty healthy. And again, surprisingly enough, a lot of that's the residential sector. The residential sector in the Fort Smith area continues to hold its own. It's the home sales in the Fort Smith area aren't near what they are in the rest of the state, especially compared to Northwest Arkansas. But if we're looking for a bright spot in that Fort Smith economy, the construction sector, the new home sector is it.
Last night, Congressman Steve Womack of the 3rd District in Arkansas had a town hall meeting in Fort Smith. About 250 people attended. Among the topics of discussion, upcoming possible military action against Syria and the Affordable Care Act.
Right, and Representative Womack, a little bit of a surprise because Representative Womack has become kind of a, leadership mouthpiece, but that's not fair to him. I mean, he's had some different views, but primarily his take on issues are, you know, what House Speaker Boehner and Majority Leader Cantor kind of say they are. And the House leadership now is leaning toward action in Syria, but last night Representative Womack said he doesn't see that. And you know, and he's a former colonel in the Army. He knows what it's like to and he's served in Egypt, took a troop over there to serve in the peacekeeping area. But he said that he's leaning no. The only thing that would change his mind, there's apparently a security update, a classified briefing on Monday, as Congress returns from the recess. And he said if he learns something in there that changes his mind, he's given himself an out, is essentially what he's done. But he right now he's leaning no towards Syria. Now on Obamacare, he's taking a beating, and we the City Wire had an editorial, which we, I guess you could say, were part of that beating. But he's part of this group. There's a real split right now among conservatives about whether do you defund Obamacare through the continuing resolution, or do you just wait till later? Because there's this political strategy among Republicans that they think they'll get beat up in the 2014 elections, and that they could lose seats in the House and lose more seats in the Senate. So the House leadership is making a very political strategy, while some of the more conservative elements and some of the more smaller government elements in the Republican Party aren't happy with that. And Womack is finding himself split on that. And there were some Tea Party folks from Benton County that were in Fort Smith last night to protest his decision, because Womack is siding with the leadership. He says now is not the time to defund during this continuing resolution battle that's going to come up when Congress returns. So it's going to be interesting how he balances that. I don't see Womack getting in too much political trouble in the 3rd District.
No.
22% in the last election. I have not heard of a name bannered about that would challenge him either in the GOP primary on the Democratic side that would have a chance of beating him. But if this continues, if the split continues, there would be a little bit of chink in the armor, but I just still don't see how that would hurt Womack's chance for reelection.
Finally, I need a prediction for you for this weekend's football game.
If the Razorbacks don't win, I will cry. That's my prediction.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant the Hendricks-Westminster football game.
Well, my prediction is that I'll have to read up on who those teams are.
Okay. Hendricks, first football game since something like 1960.
Oh, that's right. And they have a new logo, a new Warriors? Or?
They are the Warriors, but I have not seen the new logo. But
yeah, I think somebody sent me the logo. It looks like Fabio dressed up. like the Fabio William Wallace look. It's not really a Warriors thing.
All right. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and football logos. Michael, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome.